Well, we've been continuing to look at the reaction to former President Donald Trump's day in court, pleading not guilty on Tuesday to 34 felony charges, primarily based on the accusation that he covered up payments to an adult film actress to conceal an alleged affair, but also to help him win the election. Legal experts and analysts are expressing very different views on this case. Conservative columnist Mona Charon with The Bulwark opposes Trump, but she told NPR's Morning Edition today she thinks the case is weak.
My problem with this particular prosecution is that it is shockingly weak. We kept thinking there must be more to it than the falsifying business records, which is a misdemeanor, which can only be bootstrapped into a felony if it is in service of some other crime. And we waited in vain to find out what was the other crime. And Alvin Bragg did not say what the other crime was.
Well, our next guest takes the opposite view. Karen Freeman Agnifilo is a former Manhattan Chief Assistant District Attorney. She worked with Cyrus Vance Jr., a Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's predecessor. And Karen, your New York Times op-ed with Norm Eisen of the Brookings Institution is titled, "We Finally Know the Case Against Trump, and It Is Strong." So start with Mona's criticism that Bragg didn't say why hush money payments went from misdemeanor to felony.
Yeah, so Bragg actually did say it. He said it in both his press conference, as well as the statement of facts that detail the evidence and the theory, the legal theory, in his prosecution. And what he said was that this is a case about, make no mistake, this is the first time Donald Trump interfered with an election. And so that is what this is about. This was a scheme that was created between Mr. Trump, who is now Defendant Trump, David Pecker, who was the CEO of AMI, which owned the National Enquirer, and Michael Cohen, who was Mr. Trump's fixer at the time. They got together and they conspired, which means they had an agreement that they are going to catch and kill stories that were negative about Mr. Trump because of the election, and for the purpose of the election, and that they were going to emphasize stories that were negative about his opponents. And so what this case has now is other witnesses who are going to talk about this agreement. There also appears to be text messages and emails that corroborate it, and a recording that Michael Cohen made discussing this payment scheme to pay off people. And this recording was about a different woman, Karen McDougal, which is different from the woman, Stormy Daniels, who is the subject of the false business records of this indictment. So this is a criminal scheme that they conspired to get together. This wasn't just some false business records just as a misdemeanor. He also said, by the way, that there was a tax scheme as well, because what they did, although $130,000 was paid to Stormy Daniels, they ended up paying Michael Cohen an additional $50,000 as like a fee for taking care of this, and then doubled the amount of money. So it was over $400,000 so that it could be considered, quote, grossed up income, so that he could claim it as income tax and still get not only the $130,000 reimbursement, but the $50,000 fee.
Okay, you've said a lot here. I'm just going to jump in for a second, because the tax thing is kind of mind-boggling to people. And the New York Times agrees that this reference to false tax filings, paying Michael Cohen much more than he paid to Stormy Daniels to cover income taxes he would have incurred, this may save the case, from legal challenges that may arise if the felony charges are only predicated on federal and state election laws. In other words, this may give the New York officials a lane to go into if someone fights them trying to, take Donald Trump down through the state laws and the federal laws that are, it may not be state laws. This gives them another avenue. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that is what I'm saying. Exactly. That is, and so I want to just clarify for people, the Manhattan DA's office doesn't have to prove that another crime was committed. And so they just have to show that the intent on the part of the defendant, which is Donald Trump here, that his intent was to commit or conceal a crime. Not that one was actually completed or that they even took any steps to do it, but at the time that they falsified the business records, that their intent, their purpose was to either commit or conceal another crime.
I'm just going to jump in there, too, because, you know, Trump's lawyers are expected to argue that Donald Trump, and we've had other legal experts say, not only did he pay off Michael Cohen, but he used his own funds, so those should have been counted as campaign donations, and they weren't, and that he was trying to influence an election. And they're going to argue that he was just trying to protect his personal reputation. They've pointed to the case of John Edwards, who was accused of using payments to a mistress to help his presidential run. They didn't get a conviction because his lawyers argued the payments were to keep the affairs secret from his wife, who was dying of cancer. What do you say, and we've only got a minute, what do you say to the Trump lawyers who are going to try to take that same avenue? This was not about the election.
So a couple of things. First of all, I don't know the last time Melania Trump went and looked at the books and records of the Trump Organization. Perhaps she did, but if she didn't, it just doesn't make any sense to me why you need to enter it in the books and records of the Trump Organization as something different than it was, which mm-hmm. is really what was done here, number one. Number two, the other thing that this case has that the Edwards case didn't have is several witnesses, including Mr. Pecker and Mr. Cohen, who and text messages yeah. and emails, et cetera, who will say, no, this wasn't about Melania Trump. This was about
I'm going to have to let it go with that. We're going to have many voices. Karen Friedman, Agnifilo, thank you for being one of them.
Thank you.